like to reconvene the July 2008 meeting of the Marine Resources Commission. The next item on the agenda is number 12, public comments. This is an opportunity for those individuals that would like to be heard by the commission that are not listed as a topic on the agenda. Yes, sir.
Thank you. Can you hear me well?
I can hear you fine. Yes, sir.
Okay, I've got just a short speech, and I'll mosey on.
Did you say your name,
please? Yes, state your name, please.
My name is Lee Smith. I'm captain of the fishing vessel Sea Rambler. I am treasurer of the Coastal Virginia Watermen Association. I'm also a merchant marine officer. And to this date, I'm flat broke. This year alone, I've seen the end of the Chesapeake Bay watermen. I mean, it's over. Our livelihood, our way of life is gone. There are no jobs to be found, you know, working the water with our experience, other than food line, minimum wage, or part-time jobs here and there. Just nothing that'll take care of our salaries. To keep fishing myself, I'll probably have to put roughly $700 worth of fuel a week just to work. And that's only going 6 days a week. And then it's roughly $150 a week in my truck, $30 for oil, and not counting any other miscellaneous things I have to go on. I can't afford to leave the dock anymore. Year after year, month after month, myself and others, like myself, we come down here to defend our livelihoods, only to be pushed around and slowly, by law, put out of business. With no outside help, we've endured over the years, but I just don't see that anymore. It was just one or two people here and there in the past few years leaving the water. Now it's tens and twenties. I mean, this is weekly. Everybody's just leaving the bay. Loss of the crab dredge fishery was a hard blow to me. I used that roughly half of the season, and that was kept me up through the entire winter before spring started. With rumors of what Mr. Travis said a few meetings ago, that now that I did not crab last year or peel a pot, doing what I thought was in best interest not to add additional hurt to the crabbing industry, I'm going to lose my licenses. That, and with what's on the charter boat industry today, or coming up today, it's just adding insult to injury. I'm sorry to say. So I beg of you, the commission, and anybody in the public is willing to help out, please, in my point of view, stop this madness. It's not our fault the bay's in the condition it's in. We're not overfishing. It's less and less of an impact to the commercial fishermen each year. Somebody needs to start looking elsewhere for the problem of the bay and not pointing the finger at us. It's not our fault. With regrets, I thank you very much for listening to me and let me stand up here and speak today. Y'all have a good day.
Thank you, Mr. Smith. Anyone else in the public wish to be heard?